Proclamation number 0606 of 7th of October, 1938. Function of unbound entities. Life awakening activity. The further life will be shaped in such a way that you will not lack the will to do what is the order of the Most High. And so you will certainly let your will speak, but in full agreement with the will of God. Therefore, no misgivings will hold you back from your spiritual activity, no doubts will worry you, but you will completely submit to the will of God and thus also find the strength necessary for all your actions. All work will then be carried out in the manner as it is in the sense of the Heavenly Father. Therefore only always keep full of trust in all words that come to you, and remain fully assured that the Lord guides you wisely and does not let you go astray. But now begin, where in the atmosphere a permanent life expresses itself. This life is promoted incessantly by forces which are subject to the will of God. These are mostly informed, i.e., unbound beings, to which the task falls to work animatedly. The natural instinct, which is inherent in the smallest creatures, is a function of these unbound entities, and thus here again a spiritual power comes to light, which is difficult to make understandable to you humans. Only this much you know, that all creatures carry out an always constant busy activity, but all in different kind. You watch the activity of the smallest living beings. You must recognize the regularity of the activity assigned to them by the Creator, and yet you cannot explain to yourselves the immediate cause of this activity. This is only understandable if you accept the explanation that for the awakening of the smallest life spirits, the direct influence of the Spirit of God is conditional. That everything what lives in this world is seized by the Spirit of God. And the innumerable most minute entities out of God must fulfill their task in the whole of creation. And each of them eagerly fulfills this task. The term life always includes a further development, but never a persistence in it. What lives must change continuously, both in its external form and in its spiritual nature. Thus also the smallest creature must go its course of development from the moment of emergence up to the end of the life. It goes the way of its prescribed development, and has reached the highest degree in this embodiment, then the life as such is finished, and another form waits for the already more mature spiritual substance to be revived by it. And innumerable such soul substances again unite into larger living beings, and always the atmosphere is filled with such souls looking forward to embodiment. And therefore also the atmosphere surrounding you humans filled with life, because the life-giving power is in everything always surrounding you. In the air, in the water, in the rain, in the wind, you take in this power with every breath and become physically fresh and strengthened by it, because it provides you with the substances you need to live. All the well-being which you feel when you abandon yourselves in the open air to the good effect of such influxes from outside, is a proof of the life-awakening activity of all these entities, which, in a bound state, drive innumerable living beings to the activity willed by the Creator, yet exert a favorable influence on all large and small living beings in an unbound state, securing for them the supply of all vital elements which they need for their existence. There is not one of such beings without activity. The omnipotence of God drives each one to carry out the will of God, and this consists in the continuous animation of all creative activity. The Lord, who gave life to every being, unceasingly ensures that this is also preserved, even if in an ever different form. And this uninterrupted activity is also at the same time a perpetual ascent. Who rightly recognizes this, will then look at himself in the same sense, and his attention will be directed to the miracle of life, which reveals itself in every individual. And he will sing honor and praise to his Creator, whom he now recognizes in all greatness. Amen.